Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life is celebrating its 30th year of ministry this year, 30 years of transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. New Life Live is dedicated to helping you in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. Great day here today. Got Dr. Dave Stoop, Dr. Jill. Well, actually, it's just Dave Stoop. Jill was with us, and she's stepped out, but Dave's going to be here the whole time. Hi, Dave. How are you?
Good to be here, and good to be with you.
Absolutely, and, you know, I just want to mention to everybody, we've got a brand new workshop here. We've been talking about it. We're very excited about it. See what, you know, just might come of you giving us a weekend to find freedom. It's the new life weekend. And, you know, whether you're struggling with shame or guilt or you've got some kind of codependency issue, we're going to help people deal with, you know, how do you surrender in the midst of a world that says, boy, stay in control and don't give up and all these kinds of things that are so tempting to do, or we get involved in some really unhealthy relationships. We stay so disconnected from people that when we do get in a relationship, it's unhealthy. We're going to help you with all of that. I'm really excited about it. It's January the 25th, 26th, and 27th, and we would love to have you come. And, you know, maybe you feel like you've been living in a false self kind of world, and you feel like a fake and a fraud. We want to help you come and live in your real self. And, you know, Dave, we were on another broadcast together, and a guy was saying, you know, why in the world should I ever open up to anybody about my problems? Why shouldn't I just keep them to myself? And well, we've sure seen a lot of people make some amazing changes when they've gotten away from that thinking.
Well, it's following a biblical mandate to confess your sins one to another and to pray for each other.
Yeah.
And the promise is that when we do that, we experience healing. And it's a surprise to some people, but that's a natural reaction to say, you know, what good is it going to do to share my problems with somebody? And because it doesn't make sense from a logical point of view, but it makes sense from God's point of view.
It really does. And, you know, we don't want to do it out of, well, maybe it's pride, or we've got a really intense sense of shame that we're dealing with. But whenever we open up and come out of hiding, God really does do a work that he can't do if we're committed to stay in that hiding zone. So maybe this is the place where you could find that hope and the healing that you know it's been there, but you've never been able to tap into it. You knew there was a better way. We want to help you find it. It's Finding Freedom, January the 25th. It's the New Life Weekend.
You know, I'm thinking as you talk about that in Genesis, Adam and Eve, when they disobeyed, they went into hiding.
Mm-hmm.
And so that becomes the natural human inclination, is go into hiding. And God called them out of hiding and provided a temporary solution for the problem that was finally solved in the death and resurrection of Christ.
Yeah. And he asked them, where are you? Because I think they thought they were hiding from God. He knew where they were.
He knew exactly where they were.
He was kind of making a point there. I know where you are. God knows where each of us are. And we think he's angry or going to punish us, make things worse. He just wants us to trust him to provide the healing and the hope and the help that's always been there. So I hope you'll do that. And whether it's a workshop or a book you need, we've got resources, but you'll have to call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We'll go to the calls right after this on New Life Live.
For most of my life, I've been dealing with an opiate addiction.
Why is opioid addiction quickly becoming one of our nation's biggest killers? Maybe it's because it isn't only those who are addicted who are in denial.
We did what I see so many parents do, is it can't be an addiction. There's something medically wrong.
It's impossible to solve a problem when you don't know what you're up against, and families will try to find any explanation except the one that will put them on the right path.
Alcoholism and drug addiction is a family disease. It doesn't affect just the individual.
If someone you love is abusing painkillers, know what you're up against. It's time to admit it's addiction and seek treatment. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We have Christ-centered partner treatment centers around the country. Call 1-800-639-5433 or visit us online at newlife.com.
We just made a decision. We will do whatever it takes.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. Dr. Dave Stoop, your phone calls, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. If you need some help off the program, let's go to Will, Dallas, Texas. He listens on KWRD. Really glad that he does, too. Hi there. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Doing okay. Yeah, sure can. How can we help you today?
Okay. I have a question. I spent 20 years in recovery therapy, focused mainly on my dad. He's very apparent. He's a narcissist to me. Mm-hmm. And but it's astounding to me that I've been in therapy and recovery for this long and haven't thought about my mom. And she is a just the other day realized that I grew up with an extreme enabler. And my question was, you know, how does that affect somebody to live with an extreme enabler? Because I'm kind of clueless at this point as to how that might affect me.
Yeah. Did you have this moment where all of a sudden you go, wait a second, how in the world has she let that go on so long?
I don't know. She's always, I mean, when I grew up, when I was a teenager, she did a lot. We actually smoked marijuana together, and she bought me alcohol as a teenager. And my brother, you know, he hasn't worked in 20 years, and she's totally enabled him through money. And I feel like I'm in a pretty decent position. I went through college, and I'm an architect now and everything. So I feel okay with myself. But it's just, I mean, I noticed that a lot of my talents that I have, I'm an artist, I'm an architect, I have a lot of different talents, and a photographer, and I just don't explore my talents. I don't have any motivation to go forward. And I wonder sometimes, I've wondered this week actually, is this a result of this enabling mother that I lived with most of my life?
Dave, you have a thought?
I think your mother had something to do with it. It was probably in terms of the lack of motivation that was more related to your father. Because one of the things that fathers really help us to do is to channel our energy in productive ways in
right.
terms of achieving things and going after it. And your dad, he was non-relational if he was a narcissist, and the only yeah. relationship you had with him was when he was, you made him look good, and it
right.
didn't do anything for you.
Right.
But your mother's a factor
yeah.
in terms of security and feeling some degree of confidence. So there's both, but I don't know that you want to spend the rest of your life trying to understand how they affected you. Just know that they affected you.
Well, here's the thing. If you go down the mother path, and I'm with Dave, you know, I think you've got some better things to do than how they affect you, and we'll help you with that. But if you go down the mother path, it sounds like to me, see, she had a very failed parenting strategy. Rather than me go and have healthy relationships with people my age, I'm going to become friends with my children and with you. She was your friend, not your parent. And one of the things
sort of a surrogate spouse.
Well, right. And see, one of the things that comes out of that is kind of this hidden agenda of let's be dependent on each other. This man I married, he's never going to be there for me. So, in fact, I'm going to help you have a hard time on your own. Now, this isn't conscious, but I want to keep you close to me here.
Yeah.
So I'm not I'm not doing stuff to help you become this independent, motivated kid. I want you home. I want you to think you can't make it without me, and then you don't have a dad countering that, and so you can really end up stuck with the combination of both. But here's you know, it'd be great if you could just say, okay, well, we figured that out. Now what do we do? Well, now. Now, you have to get on to a different path. And that's where the hope, the help, all the healing that people experience, that's what you can do. You can be one of these people that looks back and says, wow, that was the year or that was the month when I began my own recovery. I started becoming my own man. But that requires surrender, humility. Well, I tell you, if I were you, I would look at those talents and those gifts that you had. I would let that be my motivation. God's given you these things. Go develop those and enjoy those. But it's difficult for you to do what just could come naturally with that combination of mom and dad. So what do you do? Well, you have to get into a men's group. Why? Men become men in the company of men. And your dad didn't help you do that.
Yeah.
So you do the uncomfortable thing and you get with some other men and you start to relate and it's uncomfortable and you want to quit the group and you keep coming back and pretty soon it's the best thing that ever happened to you. But that's how you turn this thing around, is you start doing some stuff you haven't done before, maybe even have avoided because of, you know, some of the stuff that was ingrained there from.
And then the 12 steps are another means, Will, in that. And there's one specialized group, Under Earners Anonymous, UA, which is a resource that helps people to achieve what they want to achieve. It's like an underachievement kind of resource. So it takes the 12 steps and applies directly to that issue. And but getting with a group of men is going to be one of the most powerful things you can do. It's like it becomes a substitute for father issues.
Yeah. So I'm glad you called. You've avoided. Men
being around men, and I'm much more comfortable with women. And I've done a few men's groups, men's fraternity at church, and that kind of thing. I'm just much more comfortable with women, and I can definitely see why.
Do you feel young around other men? Like you're still a kid?
I feel kind of lost or something. Like I don't belong or something.
Mm-hmm. Kind of like they got the rule book, you didn't. They know what it's all about, you don't.
They know what manhood's about, and I'm just hiding.
But I think if you talk with many of them, you'd see that they've struggled with or are struggling with the exact same thing, and you hang in there and don't bail out, and all of a sudden, you know, you find some healing and connection you really didn't know was possible. I'm really glad you called. I'm going to give you Take Your Life Back. Man, that's going to help you. And I'm going to give you an Every Man's Bible. That Bible is so great in establishing godly manhood. And so let me get that to you also. All of our resources here, they're available at newlife.com. And when you support this ministry with the gift of any amount, we send you Dave's book, Change Your Thoughts, Change Your Life. And you can get the calendar, the 2019 calendar. You just ask. We want your help, and we want to provide you a thank you that means something to you, something that you want. So you just let us know. We've mentioned several things here, but we need everybody's support here at year end. Really, really need your help, and I hope that you can come alongside us here. 1-800-NEWLIFE. That's the phone number. If you need some help or you can help us, it is exactly the same number. Let's go to Stacy. Stacy's calling us from Dallas, and she's got the app. She listens on the New Life app. And well, we just hear so many people talking about how great it is. Anytime we're on, you just click on the app. You don't have to worry. That's how you can get us. Hi, Stacy. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Thanks for asking.
Sure. What's going on in your life today? How could we help?
I feel like it's not really my life. It's my brother's. Him and I, we live in different states. He's up in Minnesota, and I live in Texas. And he was working at a seasonal job, and now that seasonal job has ended for the year, and he doesn't have any work prospects on the horizon. He's throwing out job applications, but it seems like they're just not going anywhere. And I feel like he's just not motivated, and I feel like it stems from we have a family history of depression, and I don't know how I can help him without financially supporting him.
Well, have you ever struggled with depression yourself?
Yes, I have.
Okay. Well, that...
And I know that my sister has, and yeah. I know that my aunts have, and my cousins have. So it's definitely a family
trait.
So have you said that out loud to him ever? You know, hey, it looks like maybe what's happening to you is what's happening to me, or has happened to me and happened to other folks in our family. Have you ever said that and suggested that he really might be struggling with some depression right now?
Not in so many words, but I've told him that, you know, this is something that happens to a lot of people, especially within our family, and that there is ways to get help. And I told him my experience with counseling and with medications and how it's been a great help. But he just is, I feel like, wallowing almost and just kind of letting the depression overcome him.
Yeah. Okay.
Why do you feel like you have to support him financially?
I mean, I don't feel like I should. Like, I know he's a grown person, and I just don't want it to come to that where he's living out of his van. I want to take steps so that he's not broke living out of his car.
There's interesting treatment for depression that isn't talked about very often, but a lot of depression comes from the living with stress, and he would certainly be under a great deal of stress if he's barely making it. But if he starts to exercise, if he would walk 20 to 30 minutes four times a week at a brisk pace, they found that that often releases the stress and that releases the depression and helps him to get motivated. So you might, when you talk about the depression in the family, you might suggest, why don't you start walking 30 minutes a day for 4 days a week at a brisk pace, but not so fast that you couldn't talk to somebody walking alongside you. And it's amazing what that does.
And when you've talked with him about medication, is he resistant to that? He doesn't want to do that?
If I reach out to him, like, and he doesn't like to talk very much. So I'll call him, and he won't call me. He won't call me back for days, weeks, maybe a month. The last time I texted him, it took him 3 weeks to respond back. So he's not a very good communicator. And when we do communicate, it's very short, and it's not like a deep conversation.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I would just be persistent with him, you know. He just may need to see that you really care, and don't get frustrated with him. But you need to talk with him about some, and I like the word strategies, some different strategies than the one that he's chosen. We can talk about that when we come back. You're listening to New Life Live. Maybe the strategy you've chosen for your life hasn't exactly worked out the way you wanted it to work out. Well, you know, it doesn't always have to be that way. There is a God in heaven crazy about you, loves you in every way. And if you've lost contact with that God, well, that's what Satan wants to do with those problems. We can help you get that back.
My husband had done the Every Man's Battles, and I thought, what? There's something for women?
The Restore Workshop is coming to Washington, D.C., November 9th through the 11th.
There are so many other people that are going through the same things, that love the Lord, and it doesn't look very Jesus to do certain things and think certain things about your mate, but that's normal. I just got a new normal. It's not dark in there. It's very light. You literally hear people laughing that could not even smile or frown. I was that way as well. I was pretty much just flat. It happened almost immediately, the energy of everyone pulling together for restoration. It happens pretty fast.
To find out more about the Restore Workshop, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com.
It went from get out quick with the info to making friends.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
Your ministry has saved my life.
If you struggle with emotional hurt, family or marriage problems, the pit of depression, or the pain of addictions, we can help.
I'm down 100 pounds now from what I was.
You guys are awesome. You're a blessing to America.
Our treatment programs provide clinically appropriate solutions from licensed professionals, all in a biblical framework.
I have had problems with alcohol. I think God has ordained this place to be his.
You don't have to be a prisoner of your pain. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
She tells me that I'm a new man and I feel like a new man.
It worked for me and it can work for them too.
This time it is different.
If you're ready to take the first step toward genuine spiritual and emotional healing, please call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free, 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
Aren't we? We are back. So, Stacy, I think, you know, it might be helpful if you were to say to him, everything in you probably wants to stay isolated from other people. And just try to encourage him to consider getting involved with the church, no matter what. Just say, look, maybe you've got some strange feelings about church or whatever, but that can be a real source of you getting your act together and starting to find hope and healing. And you know, maybe there is a recovery group, a life recovery group that he can get involved with. But those are the kind of things I think that make all the difference in the world for a guy that's stuck. And even though it takes him a long time to get back to you, he gets back to you. Dave, you have any thoughts about any of this for her and him?
Well, I would keep after him and not to shame him, but to encourage him and to motivate him to do some of the things we've suggested. It'd be easy to just kind of wait for him to respond. I would make it a plan of sending something randomly to him a couple of times a week as just a reminder that you're there and you care and he needs to be involved. But he's got to get involved with other people in some way where he is. And it's going to be hard because winter's coming and it's easy to isolate in the winter in Minnesota. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah, you got
well,
a big
I have
heart.
Two initial thoughts that I wanted to bounce off you guys, I guess.
Okay.
And one of them was moving home to live with one of my parents. They're divorced at this point, but I know that they would both be more than willing to have him come back and stay with him while he gets on his feet. But my other option that I wanted to suggest to him was maybe joining the military. Like,
oh,
he's a young kid.
You know, the military.
I know that it did me a world of wonders.
The military option is so fantastic because, you know, they teach you structure and then, mm-hmm. you know, you get your act together and now you have access to a college education. I mean, it really is. So many people have benefited so greatly while they're benefiting this country.
Mm-hmm.
But especially when you've lost your way, you go into an organization that absolutely knows what it's doing, you know, knows the direction to take you, gives you purpose and meaning instantly. Oh, my goodness. You know, I think that is a wise thing for you to suggest that he consider that. Absolutely. I support that 100%.
I support it as well. Because
much more so than living with the parents. Because, you know, going into the military, that's a step forward. Parents, step backwards.
Step backwards.
But, you know, if mm-hmm. it has to be, it has to be if he has to get back with the parents.
Okay, well, yeah, I'll definitely be, you know, reaching out more to him and see maybe that military option. And he does have some college experience. Maybe he could go in as an officer and not enlist.
Well, there you go. I mean, but it might be, since you've been in the military, right?
Yes, sir.
So that might be a kind of thing where you suggest that you come for a visit and that you, the two of you, just go and check it out. Don't, you know, you're not signing your life away. You're just checking it out.
Talk to a recruiter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you could just get him to be willing to look at the option. Because I think a lot of times guys get stuck and hopeless, and they're not willing to see what is available. They only see the stuff that doesn't work or the ways that they've failed. So, yeah, I support that.
That's
100%.
That's part of depression.
So let's do this. We'll give you a copy of Take Your Life Back and to give to him. I think that'd be great. For you, how about we send you, I'll send you Take Your Life Back. We'll send you two copies, and I'd love to give him a copy of The Journey, the Life Recovery Journey, which are these Bible studies that can really help a guy build character. And I'll ask for folks to pray for you and pray for him. You know, David, such a fine line when you're the person that can, you know, you care about another person, you want the best for them, but the fine line is showing you care and then not doing too much to make them dependent. That's the difficulty. It's not easy to do it right.
It's so easy to do the things that they should be doing because you don't see them doing it, so you jump in and do it, and that just works against you.
Yeah. So I hope something we've said there has been helpful to her. And like I say, if we could all just pray for her and for him and what God could do in that particular situation. All right, we'll just take a break here, and we'll come back after this. You're listening to New Life Live. I want to talk to you when we come back about several things as we're coming to year end and as we're approaching Thanksgiving. We'll talk about those things, give you some things that, you know, maybe will help you during the holiday season. I hope so. A lot of times we really, really mess up the holidays with some unrealistic expectations. So we'll talk about Thanksgiving a little bit, tell you about me preaching that weekend, all sorts of things. You're listening to New Life Live. Really glad you're with us today. The main thing is, if we can help you in any way possible, we want to. So call us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
My wife had found me out and came home one weekend. She had revealed my secret. The only reason I was sorry at that time is because I had been caught. I had had the Every Man's Battle book for years and pulled that book out that weekend and found the phone number on the back and called it. And then a week later, I was at Every Man's Battle. It really gave me the start I needed for my recovery. I never had had that opportunity to sit down with guys I didn't even know and totally open up. The good thing was I was opening up to guys I didn't even know. So why did I care? Just lay it all out on the table. I have nothing to lose. You need to check it out. At least go online, check out what it's about, and take the chance and go do it.
If you're struggling, call us. There are people on the other end of the line who want to hear from you, who want to help you. We don't want you to go on struggling. But you got to take that first step. Just give us a call. It's 1-800-639-5433. It's 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Last year after Every Man's Battle, I was so moved by the transformation that I saw, not only in myself, but in the guys in our small group and the other people that were there and the stories that I heard, that I decided to go ahead and join Club New Life as a contributor to that.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
As you're doing God's work here, you're restoring marriages, you're giving people hope. It's just been such a blessing to me, and I just wanted to encourage you all. When you see something good that God's doing, just jump on that and help support that.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433.
Give your support to them if you can, and just help them do what God's doing here in the world.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today. Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live. This is Terry McIntosh with a couple of things for you to be aware of. If you want the most up-to-date information from New Life, you can follow New Life Ministries with Steve Arterburn on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You get special offers, connection, and encouragement. And if you are on social media, you might want to get Covenant Eyes, our partner in an internet filter for your computer. But it's more than just a filter. It's also an accountability tool. It's great to use with your spouse, a friend, or an accountability partner, and provides reports for online activity on tablets, smartphones, and computers. You'll get your first 30 days free when you use the code NLM. Look for the Covenant Eyes link on the newlife.com website to get you started. Steve, back to you.
Thank you, Terry. And I do want to talk about the holidays. First, I just want to mention this brand new workshop that we've just started, and it begins January the 25th. It's called Finding Freedom. I don't know what it is that has you stuck, has you in a place where you really need to start over, some new strategies, some new ways of dealing with things. But what Dave and I did when we developed this book, Take Your Life Back, the whole book is dedicated to you not being owned or controlled by anyone or anything. And here's this entire weekend of helping you find freedom from whatever it is that's got you locked up or locked in. But you'll have to call us and sign up. It's going to be January 25th, 6th, and 7th, those 3 days. And it really could be the beginning of a whole new way of life for you. And that's what we want. And, you know, Dave and I have been doing workshops for a long time, and we see people come in. Sometimes they don't even know that they need help. They don't know why they're there.
Just has a vague sense of needing it.
Yeah. And so then they sit down and we start to talk about reactive living. And they start to see that their whole life, maybe is a reaction to somebody else, often a mom or a dad or both, and then they get involved in a relationship and continue to react, and they discover that they'll never be able to respond to what God wants for their life unless they finally decide that they're going to stop reacting. So they resolve what's in the past there. What does that require? Go ahead.
Yeah, one of the things that we look at is the freedom from, where we have to break this the bondage that we that keeps us from freedom. But then we move to the freedom to. There's always a freedom to become more what God wants us to be.
Yeah. And, you know, here's the big issue. What is it that, you know, when you're stuck in some area, when you've really, you're locked in, let's say, what area of life has been locked out? You know, what is that, all that time and attention and focus, what's that preventing you from experiencing? And that's where we can really help you unlock the door to a new future, a new way of being. And man, that's what we love to see happen. So, you know, call us, let us tell you about it. It's all about surrendering. We're going to go into great detail of, you know, the family of origin, how that can result in either dependency or codependency, either one. But I really think you're going to love this workshop. And whether it's food that you're dealing with, or maybe it's a sexual addiction that you're struggling with, or romance, or relationship addict, all of these kinds of things, these dependencies, alcohol, drugs, we can help you in finding freedom. That's January the 25th. Now, Thanksgiving's coming up, and before I go to this next call here, I just want to say that the greatest mistake anybody can make when they have a troubled relationship, when they're struggling with people that are supposed to love them, is you agree to spend a lot of time with some really unhealthy people. And so we just want to encourage you to set some limits on the time that you can be around unhealthy people. Have some restrictions. That's really probably the best thing you could possibly do. Don't go spend the entire holiday with somebody that's unhealthy. That's not going to make things better. It's going to make it worse. Anything you want to add to that, Dave?
No, you're trapped. You feel trapped because you're being forced to spend time together, and you really aren't. You can make choices, and don't allow yourself to be locked into something that is destructive, and because families can be very destructive.
They sure can. All right, let's go to Dee to Chicago, Illinois. Hi, Dee. Welcome to New Life. How can we help you today? Thanks for calling us.
Well, hi, Steve. Thanks so much for taking my call.
Yeah.
My question has to do with my husband. He likes to complain a lot. He likes to just talk at people rather than have good conversational skills. And all he seems to talk about is airplanes and airlines. He works for the airlines. He owns two airplanes. All he talks about, airplane scheduling, maintenance, you know, and he talks at me rather than having conversation. He doesn't have good conversational skills.
Okay.
Do you have any advice on how I could teach him to be a better communicator rather than word vomiting on me?
Does he like you?
He does like me.
Okay. And when you've brought this up before, what's his reaction been?
Well, I brought up that he complains an awful lot. He sees the negative. And I gave him examples, and I was very unemotional when I did this. And I told him about Viktor Frankl, and I had ordered two Viktor Frankl books, who I'm sure you know was a doctor, was in the concentration camp. So believe it or not, he has gotten more positive. But just yesterday, we went hiking in Wisconsin, and it's just like word vomit, just talking at me about airplanes, airplanes, airplanes. And even his fellow pilot friends go, Yeah, all he talks about is airplanes.
You know what it sounds like to me is that he needs to be asked some questions that might veer him off in a different way. But Dave might have a deeper answer here for how to help him start to talk about things other than airplanes. And
well, you gotta recognize, Dee, that he's fearful. It's so much of what a man experiences in his marriage is fear based, and he doesn't announce it, he doesn't proclaim it. We don't. The wife doesn't believe it, but there's a fear of going beyond what he's familiar with, and he's familiar with airplanes. That's been his whole life, and as long as he's talking about that, he feels safe. He's not going to get embarrassed. He's not going to make a dumb statement, and so I think one of the things that you start with is he's coming from a fearful place. He doesn't even know that. So whatever I do to expand his repertoire has to be aware that there's fear, but not pinpoint it. You know, you don't say you're afraid to talk about anything else. You wouldn't say anything like that, but you introduce something slowly. You got Viktor Frankl's book. Did you talk about that together? Get another book that's like Frankl's Will to Meaning, and say let's look at some of the great books that are around, and we'll both read it, and we'll spend some time talking about it. I want to expand our repertoire of conversations, and there are plenty of books that will challenge you that way, and we have a lot of them at our resource center.
Well, you know, Dee, thinking about Viktor Frankl's Man's Search for Meaning, you know, there's a wonderful story in there about a man who he had a couple of dreams that came true, and then he had a dream that they would be liberated on a certain date. And when that dream didn't come true, within a matter of days, that man was dead. Well, there's a tremendous parallel in men that are still having a pulse. Sometimes when their dream doesn't come true, the dream that they thought would be there, they die inside. And so then they become kind of a walking, talking robot because the dream has died. Well, sometimes when someone says, tell me about your dreams, what came true, what didn't, and they can talk about that and process that. They don't have to keep it a secret. Sometimes it helps free them from the old dream and helps them pick up some new ones. I would be asking him all sorts of questions, no matter how. I mean, if he talked about some model airplane, I'd somehow turn that into a conversation of meaning with some depth. I would just continue to probe him, to get him to tell you what's underneath all of that talk about stuff.
Said, we need to talk. She's asked me for the first time if I would consider myself a sex addict. You know, I thought it was just about admitting the things that I had done wrong. I never had a clue that it was about redeeming our story. You know, I thought it was just about coming clean on what I had done. I had no idea how to help her with her pain. She was a mess, I was a mess, and we got divorced. Going to EMB, surrounding myself with these other men, they accepted me for who I was and what I had done, but they challenged me to step up and do better. You know, they'll be around other men who are not just pointing the finger, but willing to get in and wade through it with them, you know, get in the trenches. They'll get hope from this workshop, take my sweet wife and my story. We were divorced, remarried, and on our way to what I think will be the sweetest years of our lives. You know, it's no longer simply about surviving. For the first time ever, you know, we're thriving, we're enjoying where we're at.
Hey, listen, if you're struggling, we want to see you at the workshop. Give us a call, 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
I'm an addict, and I'm trying to get God in my life again. You seem to be able to get to the crux of a problem quickly.
Our Christ-centered treatment programs can help you break free to embrace all that God has for you and your family.
I just want to thank you guys for bringing me to a relationship with Jesus.
There really is help for marital problems, depression, addictions, panic attacks, and feelings of hopelessness.
I came back with so many tools to help me prepare myself to fight this struggle and this battle that I have every day.
You can start living again today, living the life God intended for you. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
They did care, and they did follow up very lovingly, and it made all the difference in my life.
Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Someone who cares is waiting at the other end of the phone. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-639-5433.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. I'll just finish up here with Dee. And so, Dee, I just think the more you can engage him in great conversation, ask him questions, try to get him off of talking about stuff, the better it can be. And, you know, one of the things that we talk about at some of our workshops is try to nurture that little boy inside of him that's afraid, as Dave has pointed out, and then call out the man that is there. And a lot of times men, in the face of a strong, bright woman, you know, they'll shut down the man and they'll just live as that hurting, afraid little boy. And that's pretty tough for you as a woman to relate to.
And it sounds like that's a lot of what he's struggling with, because airplanes, and I mean, he's in a perfect environment for somebody to nurture that little boy rather than nurture the man that's inside. So
yeah. Anyway, anything we've said here that might be helpful? I don't know.
Yes, that has been very helpful, gentlemen. Thank you so much for taking my call, and yes, I very much appreciate you and your time.
All right. Well, God bless you, and thank you for listening. And I'm going to send you Every Man's Bible for Him, and then I'll send you a copy of the Spiritual Renewal Bible for you. I think you'll really like that. You know, we have so many great Bibles at newlife.com or by calling 1-800-NEW-LIFE. People say, well, you know, I don't need a Bible because, well, I've got one on my phone. But, you know, if you're reading the Bible on your phone and you get a text message, well, that kind of messes up what maybe God was wanting to do there. And when I read the Bible, I love to make a note. And I love to, when I make that note, I love to put a date by it, and then I can go back and I can see what God was saying to me or how he was dealing with me at that particular time. And so if you don't have a printed Bible that you can write in and pass down to somebody else, I think you're missing one of the great joys of life, and you might be even cheating people out of knowing what you were going through and how you were struggling and what God was doing in your life. So please consider one of these great Bibles that we have, Life Recovery Bible, the Spiritual Renewal Bible, Every Man's Bible, a 7-Minute Marriage Solution Bible, all sorts of great, wonderful Bibles available right there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE or newlife.com. It's pretty amazing, Dave, that we ended up in a partnership, and that partnership ended up creating Bibles together.
That's amazing.
It really is.
It's probably one of the most meaningful things I've ever done in my life.
It really is, and I've heard you say it, and I've said it myself, and I feel it and mean it, that if we had had nothing else that we could publish, you know, if we had one choice of one thing, it would be Life Recovery Bible. Has exceeded all expectations, and if you've never gotten involved in any kind of a growth program, well, I'll tell you, that can really change everything for you. We need your help here, and if you will help us, we'll send you a copy of the 2019 New Life calendar. We're going to include all 365 days in that calendar. We won't cheat you out of one. And this calendar's got great photographs from the trips we've been on, the things that we've done, great, wonderful quotes and scripture to help encourage you throughout the year. We're just hoping that you'll pick up a copy, and we'll give it to you as our way of saying thank you for a gift of any amount. And when you join Club New Life, well, we're going to give you access to a video library that we add to all the time, and 71 of the best teachings ever here at New Life on a thumb drive. I think Larry said these are worth about $400 if you bought them individually. And we give you a Bluetooth speaker, and that can be to help you listen to them on. Pretty cool. So, and then here are the things that are coming up. First of all, we've got our Everyman's Battle, November the 30th in Denver. Then the new weekend, the New Life weekend called Finding Freedom, January the 25th through the 27th in D.C. Our Marriage Workshop, February 15th, and Restore, March 1. Then we're going to Israel, March the 16th. So a lot of great things coming up. We hope that you and your family can join us. We love getting to know the people that listen. And Dave, as we close out the program here, you know, I was just thinking, a lot of people don't know about the 12 laws and the 12 gifts of recovery. And these little books are such great gifts to people that are in recovery. You know, we've taken these, the 12 steps, and we've tried to bring them together in these principles that, you know, if you surrender, you get these certain results. It's just a law of recovery. And then these gifts, when you do certain things with your recovery program, these wonderful manifestations occur in your life. And if you want to help somebody grow a little deeper in their recovery, these are great little guidebooks, the 12 laws of life recovery and the 12 gifts of life recovery.
I talked with a pastor who was at our Life Recovery Institute weekend, and he called me after the weekend was over, and they've started life recovery program in his church.
Nice.
And he was saying that the most powerful resource we have apart from the Bible are those laws and gifts, and they're using them in their meetings and having a great response to what's in those books. So it would be a great gift to give to somebody in recovery.
So if you've never seen them, you can look at them online. You can call us. We'll tell you all about them. But I love it when somebody gives me a gift and it relates to recovery. And if you're looking for a great gift for somebody, well, at first, if they don't have the second edition of the Life Recovery Bible, that's a great gift. But the 12 laws and 12 gifts of life recovery can really enrich them and gives them some insight that maybe they've missed in the past.
And they're a unique size, so they make a perfect gift that way because they're not the typical size of a book.
No, that's right. They're kind of square, I think you'd have to say. Anyway, we love getting to watch people that never thought recovery was for them. But one of the things that we've said over and over, and we really believe it, these are 12 steps for anybody. You don't need an addiction. We've seen people use these steps to literally guide themselves out of depression or allow God to guide them out of depression and out of some of the worst circumstances. Why is that? Because essentially it starts by surrendering to the fact that, you know, whatever you've been doing, it hasn't worked. And there is a God that can help you, but you have to let him. And so it starts with letting God do for you what you've not been able to do for yourself. What a great thing when that occurs in somebody's life. We resist it, and then when it happens, the doors start to open up for us and we experience the freedom that God has wanted us to have from the beginning. So I hope and pray that you'll consider that. Just call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's the number to call for help. No matter what you're struggling with, we can talk to you about it. We can help you find a resource. Maybe it's a weekend. Maybe it's counseling. Maybe it's one of our great intensives. But thank you. Same number to support this ministry. Please do if you can. My thanks to Dr. Dave Stoop, one of the great champions in the Christian faith and in Christian recovery. My privilege to be with him and you. Call us 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. Make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.